I was meditating on love and you and roses, and the universe told me, put it in a love song.
She ain't got no money. tell her that I love her endlessly.
Howdy, y'all. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and this is Second Rodeo. I have a very special guest here in the studio with me today.
I'm so excited.
Can't contain herself. This is a very special rodeo. This is a garden rodeo. She's making noises in the studio. It's crazy how much sound these mics pick up, honestly. Yeah. Like when we have the air conditioner on in here, you can hear it running the whole time.
So you just have to sit in here and sweat. Instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it's
awesome
the best.
In the summer. We love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best. So, formally introducing DJ...
Mom.
Mom. My mom is in the studio with me today. She is objectively... my most loyal listener, biggest fan, always has been, always will be.
For sure.
Doesn't miss a week, except for that one time she was like in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Couple no. times.
Yeah.
She's a traveler.
I get a pass on that one, but it was rough.
It was rough for all of us. Hard times. But she always listens to the recordings too, which is nice.
I do. And yeah. I play them at work sometimes.
Yeah. I'm pretty famous in the...
yeah,
you know, Back Bay tech realm.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of fans over there.
This one will be on tomorrow.
Yeah, of course it will.
For sure.
You got to
sure.
let the people know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you actually have some people listening right now, don't
I do.
You?
I do. I think we have some people out there.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a couple requests from people at work. So, like, we're going to work for y'all.
Yeah, we are. You have told me about a couple of your coworkers who have really good taste. So I'm excited to hear what we've got coming.
Mm-hmm.
So today, like I said, very special rodeo today. Not only do we have my lovely DJ mom guest DJing today, but we've done a little fun theme for you as well. This was inspired by my mom, and we're doing a little garden flower, springtime floral.
I love a garden.
Digging in the dirt kind of vibe.
Yeah, that I used to force my children to do. Thank you.
Yeah, every Mother's Day, favorite day of the year. I love bark mulch so much.
It built character.
So much. Yeah, me and my brother, it's our favorite day of the year, every single year. Yeah. So this was inspired by her. So we started off today with Can I Call You Rose by The Sacred Souls. Then we had Sunflower Volume 6 by Harry Styles. And do you know who that last one was by? I'm going to put you on the spot. Uh-oh.
Don't do that. That's so mean.
Yeah, you definitely didn't do that to me my whole life, trying to educate me.
No, I don't.
Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, God.
That was Love grows.
Such a
where
good song.
My rosemary goes.
I'll never forget it again. You can
no, you
that.
Won't.
Even though no one will ever ask me again in my lifetime.
I will.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to follow up.
Okay, good.
You got to study.
All right. I'm on it.
We do have another fun one coming up, and this was requested by my dear friend, Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre.
Deirdre! And this was inspired by a little record store haul that I had this weekend.
Nice. Yeah, you did well.
I did, and she was with me. So, this is Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Off of Sticky Fingers.
Mick and the Boys.
Mick and the Boys. I found a vintage, still functional zipper record this weekend up in Concord, New Hampshire. Shout out Pitchfork Records. I gave the guy a sticker. I was like, please listen to my radio show. This is the coolest place I've ever been. So yeah, this is for Deirdre. This is for Pitchfork Records. This is for me and my mom. We saw the Rolling Stones together.
We did in London.
In London.
So cool.
And Florence and the Machine actually opened for them on that tour.
That's right.
And I saw her last week.
Just last week.
So this is very serendipitous. And
move it along.
You say it.
No.
That's what it is. Okay. I said it. So after that, we're going to play Florence and the Machine. So keep it locked right here on 91.5 if you want to find out what that Florence song is. Mm-hmm. And don't go anywhere.
Your requests are coming up.
Coming up. Keep it locked right here. And we will be back to rodeo with you shortly. Enjoy Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones.
Talking to some real daffodil.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. You are listening to Second Rodeo.
On WMFO.
Yeah. Do you remember the rest
Freeform
of it?
Freeform Radio.
Yeah. Perfect. Nailed it.
There we go. I'm a frequent flyer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and I have with me in the studio today...
DJ Mom.
We just heard from Hosier. That was from Eden. Right before that, we had Florence and the Machine with Daffodil, and we started off our set of three with Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm,
what was your favorite?
Oh, the Stones, of course.
Well, yeah, I actually shouldn't have asked that. I already knew.
Yeah, you did know that. Silly question.
Silly question. But...
but the others are solid. Really
so solid,
good.
Of course. As we were saying before the break, well, not the break. The music is kind of the... that's the...
we were saying before.
That's the main show.
Yes.
As we were saying before, we saw Florence and the Machine open for the Rolling Stones quite a few years ago now. But that second song, of course, was Florence and the Machine. And I saw her again last week. And it was absolutely incredible. I saw her once when I was in high school in Mansfield.
Shout out Shannon.
Shout out Shannon Fritz. She was incredible, obviously. And then the next time I saw her was as an opener. So this is my first time seeing her on her own tour since I was in high school. And I've loved her since before then, even. So it was absolutely magical, so incredible. I went with my two best friends, and we danced and had just the absolute best time. It was so amazing. And that's why I wasn't at my show last week, actually.
Had to go to see Flo.
Exactly. It was supposed to be on Sunday, but then, like, I don't know, something important was happening.
Stupid
with, like, basketball or something.
Thing.
Yeah, some sport
playoff
was happening.
Playoff game screwed everything up.
Whatever. I don't even know.
Like, what anybody cares about the Celtics?
Yeah, who even cares?
Yeah.
Not me. Whatever. So it got rescheduled to Monday, so I had to miss my show. But, no offense, worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll do it again.
Absolutely. 10
Absolutely.
Out of 10.
And yeah, she was incredible. So good. And then, yeah, that next one was Hosier. We're doing our floral garden theme tonight. So from Eden, Garden of Eden. That was kind of my thought there.
Okay.
And then we had, of course, Daffodil and Dead Flower. Okay. Okay.
Moving along.
All right. I thought you, of all people...
Would go for the Eden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It is a garden. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I done.
It was so good. I'm so glad you chose that, honey.
Good. Thanks, Mom. All right. Up next, we have Lilacs by Waxahachie. Keep it locked right here on 91.5.
Flash the waving sky. I sit at my piano, wonder the while we're by. And the lilacs drank the water, and the lilacs died. And the lilacs drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. About an awful stranger, work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song, run it like a voice compelling, so right it can't be wrong. I'm a broken record, write it in the dust. Thank you.
spin silence in the gold. I run it like the crappy kismet. I run it like a dilettante. I run it like I'm happy, baby. Like I got everything I want. I'm a broken record.
We said I do. But nothing lasts forever in today's world, though it seems, when there's so much evil, evil. When there's so much evil. When there's a witch that is on your back, makes it feel like the night will attack. You got a witch that is on your back. Now I feel like a heart attack. Oh, a heart attack. Started, it never stopped. No, it never stopped. I knew now with just one glance that damn it couldn't hold one more drop. I thought we would last forever. Now your hand in mine, yes, your hand in mine. But you went back to Rosemary. You went up on the hillside, way back in the mountains, where Rosemary, she waits for you, where Rosemary, she waits for you. I'm alive, so I went back in the mountains. I went up on the hillside. I went to Rosemary's, where I'm killing both of you. So I made me a garden. I dug it in the morning. And underneath that flower bush, well, Rosemary waits for you. Yes, Rosemary waits for you. I killed that witch that was on my back. No more feel like the night will attack. I killed the witch that was on my back. I feel like I can relax, like I can relax, like I can relax.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to Second Rodeo. You are listening in with DJ Mom.
DJ Mom and DJ Spud.
And DJ Spud.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Amazing.
Amazing. We are rocking out on a little garden floral theme this evening.
Love a theme.
Love a theme. One thing about us, we love a theme.
In all aspects of life.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the vibe for the evening. So we just heard Lavender Girl by Camp. Perfect. Mom loves Camp.
I love Camp. They're so good. They're one of my most favorites.
And she can name so many of their songs.
Shush your mouth. Just stop.
Loves Camp. Biggest fan. Oh my gosh. Right before that, we had Rosemary by Sierra Farrell. And that is a little, kind of a request.
Sort of a request.
We had to pivot just a tiny, tiny bit.
We did. So yeah. Thank you, Braden, for listening tonight.
Thank you, Braden.
Best musical taste, I think. Well, I don't want to say in the whole office because then everybody else will get mad at me. But like.
Yeah, no tea, no shade.
Yeah, but no, we do talk music a lot. And he threw Sierra our way. So, and we chose a different Sierra, but like.
Yes. He requested American Dreaming, which objectively, amazing song.
Amazing song.
So good.
This one was just a little bit more on theme, Braden.
Yes.
But
yeah.
We love you for the request.
Sorry, but also thank you.
Yes. Both of these things at the same time.
I love her. I play her on the show a bunch. Definitely Trail of Flowers was one of my top albums that I listened to last year. So good. Amazing request. Great taste. Thanks.
Perfect.
And right before that, we had Lilacs by Waxahachie. And very on theme, but also I saw her last week, too, with MJ Lenderman.
Brag much?
Yeah, I will. I will. Say more.
Good for you. I'm so proud. I'm so happy that you get to see all these wonderful people. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, good for me.
Meow.
Oh my God. I saw her last week too with MJ Lenderman. It was amazing. I actually don't know which one they're calling it now, whether it's the Wang Theater or the Box Center or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But over there.
Confusing.
Yeah.
But such a beautiful theater.
So beautiful. Yeah. I went with my friend Claire. Shout out Claire. She had an extra ticket. So I got to bum a little concert ticket off of her, which was amazing. And we had such a good time and they were so good. And they did a cover of 6 o'clock News that I have not been able to get out of my head. So definitely go take a listen to that. And coming up next, I've got a whole roster here of requests. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off by, let's see, by Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris.
Oh, the trifecta. I mean, really, really, ladies.
Really, ladies. Crush this is them. Wildflowers. Keep it locked right here on Second Rodeo.
So good.
The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. For at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room for growth, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Mysteries untold, no regret for the path that I chose.
born. It blooms to spread love and joy, faith and hope to people forlorn. Inside every man lives the seed of life. If he looks within,
as I look out my window, all I can see is a bush of rhododendron flowers staring back at me, and a mama robin, she's always working, bringing worms and bugs to feed her young while the snakes and house cats are lurking. All this time I've spent inside my head, well, I've been hurting as the world is still turning. For this weight I bear leaves me so damn scared. Guess we've all been hurting like a little bird, I'm learning. Ooh, 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 ooh. Could I be a mother or a lover? And would a sheep run if she knew she was for the slaughter? Or would she simply let her soft wool warm her daughter? All this time I've spent inside my head, well, I've been hurting as the world still turning. This weight I bear leaves me so damn scared. I guess we've all been hurting like a little bird. I'm learning. Ooh, 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 if a mother were to stop working, then her babes, they would die, and the land would cry when her mama's fate became certain.
Howdy, y'all. You're listening to Second Rodeo, where the tunes are hotter than a $2 pistol. I'm your host, DJ Spud, here with a very special guest this evening. Say hello.
Hello, it's DJ Mom.
DJ Mom in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard from Bella White. That was a request from Anna. Thank you so much for requesting.
Beautiful. That was really beautiful.
I've never heard that one before either.
Loved it.
Beautiful. We were very intently listening. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for requesting. Right before that, we had Les Fleurs. Les Fleurs?
Fleurs.
Oui.
Oui.
That was Minnie Riperton, also a request, and off of the album Come to My Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very on theme.
She sings that really annoying song too. That one, Loving You. Ooh, it's a rough one from the back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like her number two most popular
song.
Yeah,
I know. No
one is it annoying, or do you just think it's annoying?
No, it is. And like no one knows how it got that popular. But
oh my God.
Now you can all go listen to it and find out why.
Yeah, because you make it sound so good.
Because we're not going to listen to it tonight.
Everyone's
going to
play that. Oh my gosh. Well, that one by Minnie Riperton, gorgeous.
Yeah, amazing.
Love it. I love that song. And right before that, another request. That was Wildflowers. That was Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris.
So good, so good.
So good.
Oh.
So good. My mom is maybe the biggest Linda Ronstadt fan in the world.
And in the universe.
In the universe.
Yeah, I think it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
I know every lyric, every song.
Yeah.
Everything about her.
And I think that I have like 5 Linda Ronstadt vinyls because of you.
Because you should.
Right.
As you should.
Obviously.
For sure.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. That was requested by Wes. Thank you so much for requesting and for listening.